Hey there, Alpha Under Pressure fam. Colt Harrison here, back at it again with your daily dose of leadership stress mastery. Ever feel like life's just a whirlwind? One minute you're drowning in emails, the next you're scrambling to meet a deadline, and before you know it, your day has vanished like that cool new video game everyone's talking about. You know what I mean? That feeling of being constantly on autopilot, like a hamster on a wheel going nowhere fast. Well, today, we're tackling something powerful, cultivating mindfulness and presence in the midst of all that chaos. Why is this so important? Because being present isn't just some hippy-dippy buzzword. It's about actually experiencing your life, fully engaged, instead of just existing through it. Think of it like this. When you're mindful, you're not just reacting to everything, you're choosing how you respond. You're becoming the captain of your own ship, steering it towards calm waters instead of getting tossed around by every wave that comes your way. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate mindfulness and presence in your daily grind. First off, practice deliberate breathing. This isn't just about taking deep breaths when you're stressed. It's about consciously bringing your attention to your breath throughout the day. Even a few minutes of focused breathing can calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. You know that feeling when you're really absorbed in something, like listening to your favorite music or getting lost in a good book? That's presence. You're fully engaged with whatever you're experiencing, right? Well, mindfulness is about bringing that same level of focus to everyday activities, washing dishes, walking the dog, even waiting in line at the coffee shop. Second, eliminate distractions. We live in a world of constant noise and stimulation, notifications buzzing, emails piling up, news headlines screaming for attention. It's exhausting. To cultivate mindfulness, you need to create space for quiet and stillness. Turn off those notifications. Put your phone away, yes, really, and carve out time for just being present with yourself. Third, engage your senses. When was the last time you truly savored a cup of coffee? Or felt the warmth of the sun on your skin? Mindfulness is about paying attention to the little things: the smell of freshly baked bread, the sound of rain falling, the taste of your favorite meal. By engaging your senses, you ground yourself in the present moment and appreciate the beauty around you. Fourth, practice gratitude. This one's a game changer. Taking time to reflect on what you're grateful for shifts your focus from lack to abundance. It helps you appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, and cultivates a sense of inner peace. Start each day by listing 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a warm bed to a supportive friend. And finally, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's a practice, and like any practice, it takes time and effort. There will be days when your mind races, when distractions pull you in, when stress threatens to overwhelm you. That's okay. Just gently bring your attention back to the present moment, acknowledge your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and start again. You know that feeling when you're stuck in traffic and your mind starts racing about all the things you have to do? I bet it happens to all of us. But what if, instead of getting frustrated, you use that time to practice mindfulness? Maybe you focus on the sound of the engine, the feel of the steering wheel, or even just observe the scenery passing by. It might not seem like much, but those small moments of presence can make a big difference in how you navigate the stressful parts of your day. Think about it this way. You wouldn't expect to become a master musician overnight, right? So why expect yourself to become a mindfulness guru instantly? It takes time and consistent effort, but the rewards are well worth it. Increased focus, reduced stress, improved relationships, these are just a few of the benefits that come with cultivating mindfulness in your daily life. So, what's one small thing you can do today to bring more presence into your day? Maybe it's taking 5 minutes for mindful breathing, turning off notifications during a meal, or simply savoring a cup of tea without distractions. Remember, even tiny steps count. Keep practicing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep showing up for yourself. Now go out there and make this day amazing. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. I can't wait to hear how you're cultivating mindfulness in your own lives.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.